Millions of American workers are poised to get a big raise. The Obama administration has announced a new rule that would make many more workers eligible for overtime pay if they make less than about $47,000 a year. And Vice President Joe Biden is in Ohio today to tout the plan. Justin Sink is White House correspondent for Bloomberg Business. And Justin, just give us the numbers. How many people are getting a raise?
Sure. So under the new plan, as many as 4 million Americans are now going to be eligible for this overtime pay. Right now, you have to make under $23,660 to be eligible. So it's really not a lot of salaried workers who are hitting that threshold and eligible for, if they work more than 40 hours a week, getting pay and a half or two times pay for those hours over 40. But now the administration's nearly doubling that amount. 4 million new workers are going to be eligible, and so a lot more Americans are going to have the chance of either working overtime or having their bosses say, at 40 hours a week, you can go home, and that'll be it.
Well, it's a lot of money for those people. And what kind of sectors are we talking about? Is this fast food? Is it construction? What kind of workers will be affected?
Yeah, I think all of those. Retail is a big example of where sometimes you'll bring in salaried workers or employees at low levels, and it's a way to avoid paying them overtime in the way that you would hourly employees. Another kind of big interesting sector here is universities. So lots of times they'll pay professors, teaching assistants, those types of people salaries rather than hourly pay, but many of those teachers and professors end up working more than 40 hours a week. And so I think a lot of people in the education community are looking at how exactly the administration's going to implement this and what impact it could have on that field.
Yeah, you would think that universities might have trouble finding the cash for this. Also, if I'm a nonprofit, if I'm in charge of a nonprofit, I might find myself saying, there's no way I can afford to give everybody a raise. What will the companies do you think, in response to this as they try to figure out the new landscape?
Sure. I think there's going to be a mix of some companies are going to say, okay, we're going to ask people to work less hours to be more productive during the hours that they're working. Some companies may hire additional people, find it cheaper to do that rather than pay multiple people overtime and end up paying at a higher rate than they normally would. And I think that's the hope of the administration, that either salary is going to rise because people are going to get more overtime pay, or there's going to be more job growth because companies are going to be hiring more people to do the jobs that right now their employees are doing in extra time past the 40-hour work week.
Some companies might say they'd have to cut jobs in order to afford this. But this is just one of many rule changes that the Obama administration has done at the end of the president's administration. But, Justin, what happens if a Republican wins the White House in November?
I think this is definitely an area that could be pulled back. What's interesting is, you know, Donald Trump is the presumptive Republican nominee, and he's actually been fairly unorthodox compared to many Republicans, especially in Congress, who have opposed this rule change. But he's signaled some openness on issues like the minimum wage previously. And so I think Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders have both come out and endorsed this rule, but we're waiting to see what Donald Trump's reaction is and whether he would join other Republicans and saying, you know, they think that this is bad for business and would end up kind of hurting workers.
All right, Justin Sink, White House correspondent at Bloomberg Business. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me.